Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
With every passing moment, thoughts of you run through my head. Every time that I'm near you, I realize that you're heaven sent.
Come on.
Oh, I think you're truly something special. Just what my dreams are really made of. Let's stay together, you and me, girl. There's no one like you around,
There's no one like you.
No.
child. Here we go.
I'm so into you, girl. I'm so into you.
Let it breathe.
Slow down. Girl, I need to love you. Darling, I care for you more than my own self. Darling, I share with you all goodness and well. Said we can have just one night, or we can have one whole life if we play it cool. Yeah, we can have that one thing, or we can have everything if our hearts are true. Girl, slow down. Girl, let me love you. Darling, slow down. Let me get to know you. Baby, I've been fantasizing, just looking in your eyes. You know I'm looking for more, and you're what I've been praying for. This kind of love don't come around like this. I'm not one to play around like this. It's so real, and I love how we feel. I love it when we slow this way. I love it when we think the same thing. I love the way we move, the way we move. We can have every night, yeah. We can have every day.
AKA Poetic, and joining me as always, like normal, you know, the pilot to me, the co-pilot, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the chocolate boy wonder, Mr. DSP, John Robinson, AKA J Rob, the wise son, y'all. Wise son, what's happening, broski?
Van Meadows, Poetic. I'm feeling kind of chocolatey, baby. Feeling kind of chocolatey now.
Yeah, man.
I'm just saying, man.
That's what it is,
how you
bro.
Doing?
That's what it is. Hey, man, I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
Man, listen. If sexy was a crime, I would be somewhere in jail. Doing 25 a night without no bail.
I know that's right, bro.
Because there's been so many hearts that I've done so bad, it might put me in jail without parole. I'm good.
Ooh, baby. Hey, man.
How you doing?
I will put some money on your books, bro. I will put some money on your books. I ain't got the bail money, but I can send you some. I can send you some book money. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying.
As long as you can send book money, bro, I'm all good. And when it's all good, all right. And when it's all right, it's all good.
My man, my man, my man.
Friday Eve, I got Van Meadows with me. I got a good stick. I'm sitting here chilling. It's the get down. You know, people, if y'all listening, y'all need to stop playing. And y'all need to get up on this tonight. Tonight's about y'all. Tell them, man, tonight's about them.
Hey, tonight is definitely about you. It's definitely about you, the callers, the listeners, the poets. Hey, man, listen, check this out. Check this out. We got something in store for these poets tonight. Oh, man, I can't wait. But before we get into that, if you are listening in online, ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to dial in 319-527-6300 and please press 1 and be a part of the Get Down tonight. Hey, listen, check this out. If you are already here and you have not pressed 1 yet, what you waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
Surely, you're going to like what we're talking about tonight. You're going to enjoy this. I promise you. But tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
I got mine. I need more.
My man. Hey, y'all hear that? I need more. I need more. Yeah, I'm with you, bro. I need more. Hey, and this is what you do. This is what you do. You reach out to the CEO of Epiphany Radio CEO of Raw Links, which happens to be one author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, and say, hey, bro.
Uh-huh.
First of all, thank you for Epiphany Radio. Second, hey, man, I need them Raw Links. I mean, how can I be
No, 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 Vince. He gotta say, what's up with them Raw Links, baby?
Yeah. Give it to him, bro.
What's
Give
up
him
with the Raw Links, daddy?
And then if you got a lot of them like we got, then you gotta show up like, yo, man, the Raw Links, man, they just keep calling me.
I can't shake this Raw Links thing, baby. I can't shake it, man. Get you some Raw Links.
So you can have the same addiction that we got. Don't look. This is the one and only time I'm going to introduce peer pressure to you to become addicted to anything. Go ahead and get addicted to Raw Links. Please, don't let me be addicted by myself. Thank you. PSA.
That part.
Wise son. Amen. Listen, do you mind letting the people know about tonight?
Do I mind? When I say it's my pleasure, baby, you know you've touched somebody. For some of us more than others, and some of them not unbeknownst to you. So tonight, we want to ask, what is your proudest poetic moment in poetic form?
Indeed.
It's about you. Indeed. When did you touch somebody so much that you were like, wow, I ain't even know? But you touched
it. You didn't know. I mean, you didn't know. You didn't know.
Sometimes we know. And when we know, it's all good. But them times that you don't know, those are special moments.
Come on. Come on, y'all.
Special moments.
Come on, y'all. What y'all feeling? What you feeling?
What you feeling? Huh?
Feeling
a little bit chocolatey, a little vanilla-like. What's up? What you feeling?
What you feeling?
I'm just saying. Tonight's that night.
I know we all have that moment where it's a proud moment. We all have that moment. The proudest moment. Not just any moment, but that poetic moment that made you proud to be a poet. That poetic moment that made you realize, dang, my words have meaning.
Mm. Even more than that, Van, there are times when we write pieces and we share them and we're like, damn, that was, that was dope. You wasn't even expecting to come out that way, but when you kicked it, you're like, ooh, that was mean.
Yeah.
Or you heard something from another poet, and you're like, now that was mean. And they get it too.
Yeah.
So I'm like, come on now.
Yeah. Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready?
I'm just saying.
Poets, are y'all ready? Why, son?
Before we go there, quick question for you, Ben, before we go there.
Go ahead, bro.
You ever spit a piece that touched somebody to the point where you were like, oh, my God? And it wasn't you. It's just that the pen took over, and it came out like a masterpiece, and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I do have those moments, man, and quite honestly, bro, it's the pieces where I feel like that I didn't put enough into it. It be those pieces, bro. Them ones that you feel like that you just didn't put enough of your soul, you just didn't put enough of your heart, and you just wrote, right? That someone will mention and say, you know what? That is like my favorite piece by you. It touches me so deeply. And the only thing you can humbly say is thank you, and I appreciate that. And then you go back and you read the piece, and you're like, but to me, this piece wasn't all of that. And that's just it. It's not supposed to be all that to you. It's supposed to be all that to the person that's reading it.
Or hearing
man.
It, yes, sir.
Man.
Yes, sir.
Or hearing it. Indeed.
Yes.
So yeah. So I, what about you, Jay? You ever had those moments, bro?
Surprisingly, yes. There have been times that I wrote a piece that I know in my heart I was like this is that work.
Mm.
But man, it touched somebody in a different way. Like I performed at a prison. And I did that piece, What Would Daddy Say? And a big dude came to me, man. I mean big, this dude was big, good. Hey, yo. And I'm like, what's up? Oh, shit. Hey, how you doing? Yo, and he had a couple of tears in his eyes, and I was like, whatever made you cry, I ain't do it. And he was like, nah, man, that piece you did made me think about my son. And I haven't spoken to my son 10 years, and I was like, damn, what kind of stretch of time you got? He's like, got 50 years, man, double homicide. And he didn't speak to his son in 10.
Wow.
He's like, you mind if I get that piece? I was not about to tell this mountain of a person no. I was like, this shit belongs to you.
Like, I'm not going to tell you no, broski. Nah, man. Here, man, take it. You want the pen that I wrote with it? You want the pen that I wrote it with?
I'm like, as far as I'm concerned, you wrote it. This kind of huge, but the fact that my piece touched him, of all, like, because the place had, like, maybe 100 dudes in it, and it was, you know, inmates that were spitting, but of all the cats that piece touched, he, you know, he pulled me to the side, was like, yo, let me get that, man. I'm like, man, yeah, that's you. We good. So, yeah, I've had them moments, man. And they come from some of the most unexpected places.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, I love that, bro. Oh, man. All right, I guess we better do some poetry before we continue on in this vein, you know, because we'll hold y'all hostage all night and just talk like this. But
you'll know how me and Van get, but we gotta talk poetry with y'all. So what's up? Van,
hey, man,
did I kick us off last week or you kicked us off?
I don't remember, Jay. I think you know what? I think you might have kicked us off last week. I'm not sure.
Wait a minute. Did I ask last week? I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 3.
Was that last week? Yep, that was last week. And I guessed it. Yep. Mm-hmm. And you went
first? Yeah,
yep. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Cool. Okay. All right. Let me make sure I'm not disturbed. All right. Today is the day a star is born. No, not my birthday, but a day still to adorn. With the most significant accolades, today like the early morning newspaper edition thrown in the shade. The shade of morning dew moisture so its pages doesn't get wet. But mind your eyes better yet. Your hands and fingers can hold it and caress its spine, but if you're tech-savvy and prefer digital, that's fine. Still, today is unlike any other. So go ahead, tell your mother, sister, father, or brother that this isn't some sort of circus act. It's an amazing supernatural fact. Whilst a shooting star cannot happen until the birth of such a one happens. Today, scream from the mountaintop, go ahead, call the cop. Tell them that today is a special day, only to come once in a lifetime. But hey, it belongs to me, and I'm awaiting patiently, because it is the day I get to be honored as a published author, a day I get to inspire another with my gift, creating rhymes laced with metaphors while juggling truths with emotions forevermore. Introducing to the masses something so emotionally charged, you can't help but not to put me down on a coffee table because your heart's now enlarged. Today is the day I share with you words written on pages for you to view. Pure, unadulterated truths mixed with painful life experiences, some with second chances. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the birth of my literary work of truth. In poetic form, I give you the first published book by Poetic, The Ebony Collection, and all its splendid poetic arithmetic, so you and I can become one with words for you to compliment and definitely document. My proudest poetic moment. Poem.
There's something to this, man. I can't say that this is a coming of age. I just say it. This is an unspoken truth that you delivered. And you delivered it in such a way I just can't shake. Especially when you get to the part where you say forevermore, introducing to the masses something so emotionally charged, you can't help but not to put me down on a coffee table because your heart's now enlarged. Today is the day I share with you words written on pages for you to view. Pure, unadulterated truths. Mixed with painful life experiences, some with second chances, ladies and gentlemen, here is the birth of my literary work of truth. My literary work of truth, hot damn. What better way to introduce your book?
Thank you, bro. Appreciate you, brother.
Completely outstanding.
Thank you.
That line right there says a whole lot to me, because it's a moment of accomplishment. And not only is it an it's a personal accomplishment that took you however long it took you. But as ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you my literary work that will be here long after you are gone.
Wow.
The Ebony Collection.
Yes, sir. Mm. Thank you, my brother.
Outstanding. Completely outstanding. I'm really, really digging that.
Thank you, my brother. But enough about me. Enough about me. Wise son, my brother, will you please get on down?
Don't mind if I do. So let me see. I went from being the loudest to being the shyest. And giving people who didn't deserve it the treatment like they were my royal highness. At one time, as I rewind in my mind that I was told I was nothing by a racist pencil pusher who thought everything he said was right when in reality he only got the job because he was white. This was my introduction to the potential of intellectual mass destruction. You see, I couldn't let this false vision of me become a reality based off of prophetic whispers of crumbled nothingness. And as I got older, I discovered that my shyness worked for me. It helped me weave my own visual written reality. I became a verbal visionary, a word juggler, who put pictures of everlasting tomorrows into persons' frontal lobes and listeners remembered like Key West sunset. But then the most unexpected thing happened. And maybe it first begun when a teacher asked me for my poetry, or when a brother told me that because of me, he got to talk to his son. All I know is that because of this pen, my proudest moments have always come from the people I never knew I touched or gave me a recommendation, and I'm still shocked and I'm still surprised by those small moments when I got a standing ovation. What a hell of a recommendation. Who knew that I could write something that would touch people from this part of America to another part of the nation? I'm just hoping that someday I can write something that'll touch another generation. This is my truth. This is my poetry. And I'm proud to have a pen. Ashe.
Yo. Amen. First of all, this is a phenomenal, proud poetic moment, man. There's so much packed into this piece, but if I may, the lines that touched me most were, but then the most unexpected thing happened, and maybe it first began when a teacher asked me for my poetry, or when a brother told me that because of me, he got to talk to his son. And you're daggone right, bro. This is your poetry. And it touches many. Many. The crazy thing, J-Rob, is you got poetry that you've recited, posted, that someone has read, and you have encouraged them. And you don't even know them. But my brother, this was phenomenal, Incan. Truly, from a deeper shade of soul. Ashe, my brother, Ashe.
Ashe. Thank you, big bro. I appreciate you. You know, you and I say a whole lot of stuff to people, and the one thing that we constantly say is you never know who you touch. You never know who's, you know, listening, who's feeling with what you wrote. Because as poets, we're in different pockets of time when we put stuff together. And we never know who comes on our show just to get away from the stuff that's bothering them. But when they get there, they're like, wow. You know, and it did something for them for the day. And that's what we do with this poetry thing. So thank you for that, man.
Oh, man, thank you.
It's funny, if I may. I started the piece talking about being told that I was nothing, and that's what happened to me in the seventh grade. I had a teacher tell me that I was nothing, and I would grow up to be nothing, and I might grow up to be anything less than a garbage man, all because I'm not good at math.
Right.
And I made it a decision. I can't let his prophecy come true. And it stuck out in my mind because everybody looked up to this particular teacher. And I was like, nah, that can't come true. It won't. So that's what we are poetically mean. But again,
man,
you and I could do this for hours, bro.
We can. All right. Let's move on to these callers, these poets, these listeners who are ready to dive in with us. First up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we bring to you Epiphany Zone, one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, host of Poetic Therapy, and one third host of the Soul Cafe when it's on. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Oh, hell no. I ain't going after y'all. I'm supposed to go behind y'all.
Why are we having the conversation with hell no?
Because I'm a God. Please don't let me be first. I even tried to call in and like later and see a couple minutes later, and I still wind up being first. How y'all doing? I'm sorry. How y'all doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
I'm
thank you.
I'm all right. All right. So back to what I was saying. You know, it's nice hearing y'all again. I've been missing a couple of shows. I know I've been neglecting my family. I don't even want to hear it. I know. I acknowledge it. But see, why you got to add sound effects? Why you can't just let me say what I got to say?
No, I'm having a cigar. It ain't about you. This cigar tastes good. This cigar tastes good. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, you are so
That's all I'm saying.
Cold. Oh, cold.
My cigar tastes good.
Do you hear the shade? You hear the shade he giving me?
It's my Thursday night cigar on the get down. It's my Thursday night cigar, and I'm just like, this tastes good.
You almost made me say something. I'm gonna leave that alone. Anyway, you know, y'all know how I am. Anyway, what's up? What's up, y'all? Oh my God, I gotta go behind y'all.
Yeah, you next.
I'm nervous now, damn it. Shit, nervous now. Oh my goodness.
I mean, you, baby. You got this.
Oh Lord. Oh Lord.
You got this.
I'm trying.
So Miss Danielle.
Yeah.
Miss Danielle.
Yeah.
Let's cut the chase with you. Have you ever written a piece that you were really, really proud of? Whether you touched somebody or not, that you really read and was like, I'm that poet.
Wow. I've had several moments like that, but there was one particular one that was really, really special to me. Very, very special to me. Can't remember the piece. Don't ask me to remember the piece because it was actually a collaboration, but I do remember that one particular moment that was really special for me. And it just gave me, I gave that exhale once I heard those words, the response. It was beautiful. It really was.
See, and that's all I'm talking about. It was special. It made you feel some kind of way in a positive light because you got a response that made you feel good that your poetry is not a waste, that your poetry has meaning, it has depth, and it touched somebody.
It did, and they let me know that, and I keep it right across my heart every single day, every day. Mm. Mm-hmm. It's that special.
Nice. Whew, Lordy.
Well, you know, tonight on the Get Down, beloved, it is what's your proudest poetic moment in poetic form? And if you happen to be ready, get on down.
All right, gentlemen, I will try. This is an old piece, okay? I didn't write. But I'm going to say this before I do my piece. Those words that were said to me from a piece that I did were, my voice is what love needs. And I haven't heard anything else more beautiful than that response after a piece I've done. And another thing is, sometimes in this life, some of us find it difficult to leave that masquerade party. But eventually, we remove that comfortability of what's hidden behind the mask, and we just move. So I'm telling you, I lifted my veil this particular time I was writing this piece. And this is called Breaking His Habits. Oh. His toxicity is so intoxicating. It now runs through my veins. I don't even know how he got me with such a wicked way of loving. But today, it's the now that I release him. But he's a bad habit that I just need to break. You know, they say intuition is such a funny, funny thing. Because I've learned that some things you feel calls for movement. But it just can't be explained through words. He knew he could lay all of his problems on my shoulders, but as much as he released them to me, I allowed even more of myself to be taken, releasing all of my energy to him because he just felt so good. And I mistook his rationing for reasoning. Thought it was a suicide mission for my heart because I was the band-aid and the pacifier when they hurt him. I started to realize it because never once did he say, I love you. Just always, I need you. While I was in the shadowed trenches helping him fight his reasoning through his battles, I would start asking myself, does she even know his habits? Like how he loves to taste it in the morning when his day started? And can he even imagine how loud silence is? Absence. My ego blinded with contentment because his I trust you made me feel safe. His presence has been ubiquitous in every aspect of my life since his first hello. And the existence of him is etched in me like steel carved stone. First, our bodies connected, his scent and the apertures in my skin binded as nature and time. His taste permanently embedded in the taste buds of my tongue. Now my voice of reason has become obsolete because I don't even know the difference between his thoughts and mine anymore. My feeling. Is there such a thing as loving someone too much? Maybe he's obsessed. The way he calls me at 2 a.m. to talk me back in when I've made up my mind we're over. Because he knows who I am. He knows how I am. Maybe I'm the bad habit that needs to be broken. That's a piece. Oh, shit.
My God. My God. My God. You know, I'm sorry, Jay. It's okay if I go first. I'm sorry.
Please do.
You know, last night, Queen Simmons did a piece that made me feel away from an erotic perspective. She touched places in my eroticism that hadn't been touched in a while when it comes to poetry. Tonight, on a different level, from a love perspective, you have done something to me tonight with this piece. When you said, you don't know if your thoughts are your thoughts or if they're his thoughts, something to that effect, if your thoughts are not even your thoughts anymore. And then later you said, is there such thing of being in love too much? Baby, that is a perfect harmony. When your thoughts are his thoughts and his thoughts are your thoughts. Because that means y'all are operating on the same wavelength, on the same page, same chapter, same book. And who gives a damn? That's right, I said it. If you love too much. This was beautiful. I mean beautiful. Why, son?
Thank you. Oh, my God.
What can I say after somebody says all of that? With the exception of the fact, the way you wrote that, there's a song lyric that just a phrase within a song that comes out where they say, is this the part you take my heart and wipe your feet on? And
is this
you said, maybe I'm the... Not that part. But yeah, you're on the right track, baby. But, because I was thinking about Loose Ends before New Edition.
But oh, I'm thinking about New Edition. I ain't thinking about Loose Ends. But go ahead, bro. Yeah. Go ahead, bro. I got you.
Always on New Edition. But anyway, I like this part because you said something. Maybe I'm the, and I forgot it because I didn't write it down. But in any event, this part, this piece is absolutely moving, and it's very vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Very vulnerable.
Yes.
So for someone who didn't write a piece, you definitely brought something to the table that expresses where we were coming from. So thank you for that.
Indeed.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God, y'all. Y'all have touched me tonight with the word.
Whatever.
Thank you.
Whatever. We don't like you.
Don't ruin the moment. You know what? That's 2 times tonight you ruined the moment. So I'm going to holler at you about it later. But I love y'all.
You know who love you.
Absolutely.
Don't play. You know who love you.
She knows.
Y'all make me feel so good. I know y'all love me. And y'all know from the soles of my feet to the tips of my locks, I love y'all. It's every fiber of my being.
Ooh.
That sounds like a poem.
That sounds like a poem. Girl,
I don't have locks.
You know I love you. You know I love you from the sole of my feet to the tip of my locks. Sit on down, baby.
Van, we do a collabo, and she's there from the soles of her feet, and I'll be like, nah, from the soles of my feet, baby, to the surf boy that's riding my waves. I love you.
My man.
From the soles of my feet to the tips of my beard, I love you. And I go, nah. From the soles of my feet to my dimples, I love you. And Van will be like, nah. From the soles of my feet to my hazel eyes, I love you. We could do this like for an hour.
We definitely could do this. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, y'all making me put my spiritual slippers on. I'm getting real comfortable with this. Stop flirting with me. This is beautiful. I love y'all. Oh, my God. I was so nervous. I was, like, trembling. I was like,
stop
I got to go behind
your
now. I better not be the first caller.
Stop playing in your dreadlocks if you're talking to me in vain.
Right. Stop oiling.
What?
Stop oiling and massaging my bald head with your locks. Come on, girl. Stop. Stop doing that. Don't do that.
Yeah. Stop playing.
Don't
stop playing in my ways with your poetry.
Don't do that.
Y'all terrible. Y'all got
That's what
me
happens when
blushing
you deal
tonight.
With,
I don't blush.
With,
y'all got me blushing.
You deal with a couple of cats that absolutely adores your poetry, adore you, and wants you to stop trembling, stop shaking. Just release it.
Yeah.
Just let it go. Let that waterfall flow.
Let that water gush and flow, girl.
Oh, y'all ain't no good. I was talking that shit tonight. All good.
Now,
but thank you.
Before we continue, you moisturizing your seat, if you don't mind, would you please let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany Radio Network?
Absolutely. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am the host of Poetic Therapy. Now, that's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Now, every other Monday seems though it's just the way it's going. I am one-third host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with Epiphany's own CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. And Poetic. And y'all come on by, okay? You come by every Monday night, but on the nights when Soul Cafe is going on, we going to show you how to tap into your creative side with a segment we call Pick Up Your Pen. I ain't going to get into that. Let me go on to the next one. Every Wednesday night at 9, meaning myself and my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP, are hosting the Erotic Love Zone. Ooh, child. Y'all going to like it in there, I promise you. I ain't going to give you too much of it. I'm going to get off this mic. But y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
Man, listen. If y'all missed last night's show, listen, I wasn't feeling good last night, but I did tune in to listen. And my God, what I heard, oh, Lord, sweet baby Jesus. I'm just going to tell y'all, if you missed it, check it out in the archives. But what a dynamic show that was. And like I said, there was some poetry that was going on up in there, brother, feeling the way. So congratulations on my show last night.
Thank you. Yeah, you weren't the only one. It was a particular poet that came up in there making everybody feel some kind of way.
Man, what? Listen. Y'all that come through, y'all know Kalinda wasn't there last night. She came to take care of me last night because I wasn't feeling good. But after that piece, you know, I was getting questions as to whether or not I was cheating on her. I emphatically said, yes. I am.
What
and you know
say?
What Kalinda
tonight
said? That's right. I said, tonight I am. You know what Kalinda said? She said, well, dang, I'm cheating on you, too. After I heard that, we was together. We were cheating together.
I'm going to tell you a secret, Van. I'm going to tell you a secret.
What's up, Van?
Kalinda was cheating with your boy.
No, she wasn't. Don't tell that lie. No, she wasn't.
She was.
You
she
know
was
I got, I mean,
she
got
was
my girl back.
She was cheating for with Queen Simmons just like I was. You heard me.
You heard me. Oh, that's hot. All right, you know what? I got to get off.
All right, get on over to that Get Down dance floor. One love, one mic, and remember, take your socks off.
One love, one mic, baby, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh, my God. Ooh, La Perla Negra. Check her out. Her next show will be this coming Wednesday. She's not on this Saturday because I'm on. But she will be on Wednesday night, next Wednesday. Whew, my goodness. Why, son, are we ready to move on to next
Indeed.
Poet?
Indeed.
Well,
what we got?
Y'all, listen. We got our favorite Canadian. We got Lady A in the building. What's happened, Lady A?
Well, I'm just enjoying the conversation, and sorry I missed last night's show, and you guys are just a great bunch of people.
Oh,
love
you
all.
Thank you.
Oh, hey, listen.
And I have to say,
you know something?
You know something? If you don't mind. Yeah.
Hold on, Vance. Let her ask. Let her ask.
Well, I just wanted to say, your poem last week, Rob, was absolutely one of the best poems I have ever heard or read. I'd like to read it myself again. But talking about feelings and feeling something and impressing people with your writing, your poem was just outstanding last week. I loved it.
Thank you, beloved. Thank you so very much.
I love what you said about being a man and being in love as a couple and what it takes. And I just thought everything you had to say with regard to loving someone and your poem, I just thought it was spectacular, really.
Thank you.
Oh,
I truly do appreciate that.
Hush, well,
man. Let
well.
A brother get some love.
Ah, Mr. DSP, hey, man, I got nothing.
Wow. This is not a DSP moment. It's a poet moment.
New title. Mr. DSP.
It's a poet's moment.
Oh, I love it. Man, your accolades just keep growing.
I don't know if men realize how much, well, for me anyways, how much articulating your feelings and your thoughts, certainly by poetry, how much that means. It's just such a beautiful part of yourself as a man, because there's not a lot of guys that can convey that kind of emotion in that way, and I, for one, appreciate it so very much. And you just do a bang-up job, you really do.
Extremely humbling, and I thank you from the bottom of my soul. That really does make me feel warm and fuzzy. Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Warm and fuzzy. Oh, man, listen. Lady A.
Yes, sir.
How you doing tonight? You doing okay tonight?
I'm doing okay tonight, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, last week Lady A was giving a poetry assignment. And that assignment was to, no matter what our topic was tonight, she had to write a piece eliminating any form or type of water in her piece about love. Now, I don't know about y'all, but Lady A, we're going to officially, in quotation marks, have you do this proudest poetic moment with this piece. Because this is a Lady A original and a first. I am excited to hear it.
Thank you.
Are you ready to get down?
All right. I took a poem that I had that had no mention of water, and I wrote another poem and combined the two, and it's called Our Tapestry. Like a whisper in my ear, words of love caress my fear. They render me complete, soothe all that has been bittersweet. Letters strung to form bouquets of pictures etched with each phrase. Lovely words sewn in a song speak memories of love now gone. Under the moon, its fullest bright, you brush my hair in the silvery light. Your voice rings sweetness in my ear, resounds, I love you, from memories clear. Our lips remember their embrace, your love I feel laying face to face, your body skin to skin with mine. Shall I speak as Cummings of holding hearts? I carry yours never to part. Two hands lift your name to the moon, where we hear songs of loons. Fitting like a cog or glove into each other with one love. Silver shines like a crown for king and queen on a bed of eiderdown. Under the moon, a delicate breeze, the scent of cologne is conjured with ease. It's then I feel your hands caress my back with knowing artful finesse. If I imagine long enough, I smell your musk, I feel your touch, you are here. For you I long. No words created can convey our love and memories, our tapestry. Your heart will tell you without words if love cuts deep like a lover's sword. Dance your dance with bodies in sync. Let lips kiss with lover's ink. Sing your song without the words written for us, our love words. The rain begins to fall, to pour, dampen to my very core. Life ruins dreams of you. Broken, I am dappled gray and blue. Memories remain alive with fire. Time nor space can quench my desire. I'm owned by you and you by me. End poem.
Wise son.
I really like this. The simplicity of it all is extremely tender, and it leads itself, it lends itself to a different kind of emotion. Sort of like when you're telling somebody, like when you're having a conversation, and they're like, "Do you love me?" And it goes into exactly why I feel the way I feel about you. Mm. And this piece explains that in a very exquisite form. And your cadence goes in such a way that the person cannot say under no uncertain terms that they do not know how you felt about them.
Mm.
And then it's like right after the poem ends, you just stop holding their hand, get up and walk away, leaving them to wonder, wow, did she just say that to me? I enjoy this.
Thank you so much.
Poetic. What say you?
I have to agree with what J-Rap said, and I will add how beautiful this poem is. This poem shows the dexterity and the depth that you can write as a poet. And while you did use elements in this piece, you used them in such a way that it was really personal and it really tugged at the heart. You know, I liked when you was talking about brushing your hair,
mm-hmm.
You know, laying skin to skin. I mean, there was so much intimacy, naked intimacy in this piece. That was so vulnerable, so peaceful, so loving. And I was just like, oh, my God, this is so good. So Lady A, congratulations on this piece. I know you said you grabbed one of your older pieces and you wrote more to it. Man, listen. This sounds like a freshly newborn piece.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you. Because you titled it Tapestry, I would go ahead and get that printed out and put it on some tapestry and put it on the wall. Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah.
Absolutely. Phenomenal. Phenomenal, Ink.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for the assignment, too. It was fun, and I enjoyed writing. You know, I feel sometimes so inadequate because what I really want to say, even in this piece and combining it with another piece, I still can't get it out in words. Like, there just aren't any words created to tell the listeners or the readers what kind of love I had with this man. I just haven't been able to do it, and there aren't any. I just feel so happy that I've experienced this. And though he's gone, and I still feel it. I still feel this for him. And it's not a sad thing, but sometimes, because it gets very lonely, sometimes I wish I hadn't experienced this kind of love, because I wouldn't know what I'm missing. And
right.
I do know what I'm missing, and it's really sometimes very hard to, you know. And then when I heard, you know, Rob's poem last week, like that kind of, and what you were saying about, you know, and you were also saying about the romance, you know, the romance is gone from relationships. And, I mean, it's so true. And it's so fulfilling if you have that. It's just, I just can't, well, like I said, I don't have the words. It's
That's all right. That's all right.
And dancing, because when you started talking about slow dancing, oh, my God. We used to slow dance all the time.
Yeah.
Listen, it's a long forgotten skill that unfortunately too many young men and women just aren't into for whatever reason.
Mm.
And even at parties, I remember, I was talking about it at work, we used to go to parties and specifically couldn't wait for the slow jams to start.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and
love it. Love
now,
it.
A guy will ask a girl to dance, and automatically she turns her ass to his pelvis, and they call that dancing. I'm like,
yeah.
This generation is different. No.
Yes, generation.
You know, sometimes
different.
I envision, like, if you just, you're sitting or laying side beside each other, and you put your hand together, want your hand and his hand together, and you can virtually, just by doing that, feeling palm to palm, you can make love to each other just like that, because the feelings can penetrate the other's palm.
Oh, absolutely.
And, yeah. On a different kind of level, my grandkids, when, you know, I give them a hug and I put my cheek against theirs and I say, can you feel my love pouring into you? You know, and anyways, I'm talking too much, but it was a good experience to do that poem for you.
It was a good experience listening to you do it, hearing the masterpiece that you wrote. And
thanks so much.
We thank you. Now, since you're talking about slow dance,
I'm sorry, but I sent you a friend request, Rob, and I don't know if you saw, because I think you have a million people contacting you, because I wanted to send you a poem that I wrote long ago about dancing, slow dancing. Maybe I'll post it in the event page. How about that? Would that be okay?
That would be just fine.
Perfectly okay. I will check the people who are sending me friend requests, and I will definitely make it my business to accept.
Okay, thank you.
Most welcome.
Yeah, J-Rap. Now, what I was going to say, Lady A, is the DJ has decided to slow it down so that you can get your dance on. So get on out
Perfect.
There and dance and enjoy the slow grooves for a little bit. All right?
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thank you. One love, one mic, Lady A.
One love, one mic.
Wow, she did that, J-Rock. She did that, my brother.
She really did. She really, really did.
She definitely did that. Ladies and gentlemen.
She took to the assignment and did it. Yes, sir.
She did. She definitely did. And man, just phenomenal right that was. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it is the Get Down with your host, J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And please press 1. If you're already here and you have not done so yet, go ahead and press 1, please.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Ray Ray.
Your number one hit station
in town. This is Sunday. And you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right. Whew, our number one was bonkers, bro. Oh, my God. Are you ready for our number two, bro? Are you ready?
M-I-F-O. God, yes, please.
All right. Next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we have Rain. Hey, Rain. How you doing, honey?
Hey, Poetic. Hey, J-Rob. What's up, gentlemen? Hey, Rain. How you doing? I'm good.
It is good to hear from you.
I called in to listen, and then I heard the topic, and I was like, oh, I got to find a way because I was driving. So I was like, I got to find a way to get in here.
And we are glad
that you did.
Absolutely.
Thank you so very much.
You've been doing pretty good.
It's my turn, you know. I'm doing great tonight.
Thank you. Yes,
it's been a minute since we've heard you on the Get Down, so thank you for coming through.
Absolutely.
I took a little bit of a personal, professional. I've been working on some things. So.
No argument there.
Thank you. I'll be relocating soon. I'll be moving back home, Poetic.
Yeah, no way. Stop playing.
Indeed.
Stop playing.
Indeed.
Baltimore?
She is back home. Be more, represent.
Yes.
Oh. Right, you gotta let us know.
I'll be back
later.
Yeah. I will.
Nice.
That's exciting news. Exciting news. But yes, wise son, it is your turn, my brother.
See, the cool part about this is that I just posted for Donnie Hathaway's birthday, singing a song for you, and I get to ask Rain this very good question. So, Rain, what's your proudest poetic moment? In poetic form. And would you mind stepping to the mic and get on down?
Absolutely. I'm going to answer this. I'm going to put this piece. My piece is actually going to answer the question. Most people know me for Love or Erotic. And the proudest moment was recently when I came up with a prompt, actually. And I couldn't write to it. And then I finally wrote to it. And I tapped into parts of my life that are very challenging to me. I don't write about personal stuff because it's challenging. But here we go. My tongue is where the truth goes to die, because I can never seem to find the courage to tell mine. Can someone please tell me how? How do you purposely pour pain on the page with a perplexing punitive pang, painfully punctuating the potential prerequisite for poetic punishment? Perhaps I can begin with my dad. I mourn for him, missing his presence, his advice, and his strength. So how do I resent a man that atoned for his past before passing? How do I ignore the memories of bags packed and last-minute calls of abandonment time and time again? They say girls are attracted to men like their father. I guess it's true. I just don't know how to attract an emotionally available man when all I know is the remnants of unavailability and inconsistency. And when it comes to attention, I grew up eating scraps of it. It became the norm for me. I savored every morsel daddy would give me. The seed of absent normalcy was placed deep within me. So it felt something like love when men fed me their breadcrumbs of affection, attempting to placate. I guess a piece of a piece can be deceivingly satiating when you've been starving for decades. And I never did quite see eye to eye on most things. But we pushed past our differences and found common ground. He loved me, despite not always knowing how. Speaking of differences, it was our differing views of social injustices of the world and the clowns that run it where we clashed most egregiously. But this is a topic that never finds its way between my lines. People that know me well have asked why I don't speak out poetically. I guess it just doesn't make sense to me. For me to write about social injustices would be self-serving. I don't run in circles that need to hear it. I don't preach to the choir, and for what, being an ally? It's just who I am. I don't need a title. To me, that's just basic fucking humanity. Needing praise or recognition for it is insanity. I prefer to use my blonde hair and blue eyes as my disguise. It's my Trojan horse. See, while they talking and making judgments, here I is with I wish a motherfucker would, and baby, I promise they never see me coming. This is where and how I make a difference. I mean, I deliver the message in a way to be heard, but some are insistent and resistant, so you just have to speak your peace and leave them to their ignorant devices. Perhaps their enlightenment will be delivered in a less gentle way. And just a quick note for those of the Caucasian persuasion that do write and have written about it. I implore you to not only write about it, but be about it. Take action when you can. Have those difficult conversations, even if it results in having to cut ties. Educate, enlighten, set straight. Otherwise, your good intentions are only making you feel good about you and making no real impact for change. God help us. And speaking of God, baby, the way the universe be aligning for your girl is almost unreal. Almost as unreal as how I used to worship a God that promoted slavery. I'm amazed how my need for something bigger than me blinded me. If I took a step back and really looked, it would have been clear to me that God is in me and all around me. When you know better, you do better, right? Evolution is a gift. Slavery has yet to die, just continues to take on new life forms. So I guess my desire for its Christian roots to die a deliberate death is just a dream. And obviously not one that minister Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was familiar with. But as a result, Jane Elliott found her voice with a mission to educate using practical exercises exposing the effects of racial hate. For me, it's really a conflict of interest. I can't, in good conscience, go back to the days of being so sold out for Jesus that you couldn't tell me nothing. I was on the adult and the women's choir singing John T. Keith, Kirk, Marvin, and Yolanda in church 4 to 5 days a week. My ignorance was bliss until I learned how my assigned ancestors used the so-called good book to keep slaves mentally bound, in line, and under control. Wait, doesn't the scripture... Never mind. It's a dangerous tool filled with contradictions used to maintain division and prevent unity. And ain't shit changed today. but I'm not here to judge or condemn. I don't have a heaven, hell, or otherworldly dimension to place anyone in. I respect other spiritual beliefs, whatever they may be. Just don't push it on me. I've been there and done that. My religion is love. This has been my journey. I have to stand in my truth and what it is today. All this division in the world, in the church, in our communities, whether we like it or not, we're all family. Our ancestors are one and the same because the reality is we were all birthed by a black woman anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, I said, go ahead, bro.
Oh, no. You first, Van, please.
No, you go first. Okay. First of all, this poem, this piece has so much packed into it. One of the lines that got me was when you talked about your dad and how do you, something you said about how do you atone, how do you, something with him when he has atoned for his past before he passed. Your wordplay in this piece was sick. It was sick. You had to really be paying attention to catch all of it. But, baby, listen, your blonde hair and blue eyes, you better talk that talk, walk that walk. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. See, man, she said, Trojan, like a Trojan horse, they ain't never seen me come. Baby, listen. I respect the piece. It's phenomenal. Just phenomenal. Wise son.
Thank you for letting me.
She said, my tongue is where the truth goes to die.
Yeah, bro.
I was hooked
yes.
after that.
Yes.
I was completely hooked after that. Yes. I was like, oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Yes.
Well, oh,
yes.
damn. I said, all right, look at here. The wordplay was absolutely phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But this right here, this is one of them pieces, and again, you know me, I'm visual. I see her standing, like in New York, we have this gigantic St. Peter's Church, and the other one is St. Patrick's Cathedral. Like, you got to walk up these stairs just to get to the church. And as I'm listening to her spit this, I see her on this, on the steps of the church looking up, and as she spits this piece, and as she's spitting the piece, she turns and walks away.
Because
she's like, wait a minute, didn't the gospel just, you know what, let me leave. And finishes the piece as she's walking away.
Yes. Whew. Man, I love this. Mm-hmm.
That's me. I saw the whole visual with this. Absolutely a bona fide piece of poetry. Well respected. I loved it.
Thank you, Thank you, too.
Thank you. Thank you for coming out of retirement, so to speak. Again, welcome back. But we're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can put some moves in. Because they over there cutting up already, and they waiting on rain to come through now. So get on over there and do your two-step, three-step, four-step. Ooh, make it drop. Can you handle that?
Indeed, I can. Thank you, gentlemen. Right. Have a good night.
Thank you. One love, one mic, and take your socks off, baby. Whew. My gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, that was rain. What a dynamite piece, bro. Oh, my God.
That was hot.
Indeed.
So who do we have next, gentlemen?
Man, next up, we got the other one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, Epiphany Zone, Miss VIP. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob. How are you tonight?
Hey. Well, hello, Adrian. How are you?
How you, honey?
What?
It's good to hear
from you this evening.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
So do I. Oh, so do I.
Hey, man.
Ms. VIP.
Yes.
Tonight we're talking about what is your proudest poetic moment. Are you ready to get down? Are you ready to get down?
I'm ready.
Well, go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. This piece is entitled, I Can Think of a Moment. When my book was published, I wanted to make my family proud. I felt accomplished. I was humbled when I wrote my first piece that touched others when put on Facebook. I was in awe. Now, I'm not a conscious writer of poetry, but when racial injustice affects me strongly, I have to respond. I was mad when I wrote those pieces like Eric Gardner, The Revolution Still Won't Be Televised, or the piece George Floyd. And when I got the feedback, I remember how proud I was. My voice was heard. Not to say it wasn't heard before, but it affected my poetic peers. They said it was great, dope ink. And to think, I composed it within a short period of time. I thought not to rhyme. I just wanted to let people know I was mad. When all the compliments were made, I was glad yet humbled. I remembered I wanted to be in the number where my words not only had meaning, but to touch those in the heart I had no idea I could. Yet poetry is an art, a movement. I am that number of many, and for that alone, I'm proud. That's that piece.
Man.
In the words of Kevin Hart, all right.
Miss VIP. Whew. This right here. You know what? Whenever we have to write about social injustices, we got these feelings and the emotions that run through us. And when we ink them out, they come out kind of like what you just did. Mm-hmm. But we are thankful that you decided to write this piece.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be your proudest poetic moment. I'm loving this, Ms. VIP. I am loving this. Why, son?
Well, thank you.
I thoroughly dig this. I dig this because this is an accomplishment piece of poetry. Because she talked about her book and how proud her family was. And again, for those people who are published, you have something that's going to live forever past you. Just think, and just imagine, if you will, somebody 50 years from now gonna pick up your book and read it and was like, wow, let me share this with somebody. And when they share it with someone, they're gonna be like, damn, where'd you find this? Hey, this book was written, you know, in the beginning of the 21st century. And they're digging it. It's an absolutely awesome feeling to know the potential of your greatness is still going to live on well past your time. And even your family members get a chance to share it with someone who's not even born yet, to the position where they're like, my aunt was dope. Did you see this? Because now they appreciate history. And getting a chance to appreciate history for so much. And that's what I got from hearing your piece.
Oh, thank you, J-Rob. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome, girl. I just love your poetry.
That's it, bro. Give it to her. Give it to her.
I'm just saying.
Hey, I dig it, bro. But, Ms. VIP, if you don't mind, would you please let Tiffany family know what you got going on?
Absolutely. Well, as aforementioned, my diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the Erotic Love Zone every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, we did. We had an amazing show last night. It was hot, and there was many other things, too. And there was a lot of feeling going on. Am I right, Poetic?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Whew. Still hot thinking about it.
That's a good thing. So next week, the topic is not up yet, but be assured it's going to be fun, good conversation, and some poetry. You may go left.
Uh-oh. The writing poetry going left. My
Uh-oh.
Lord. What we got here?
No, we always go
twinkle,
left.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder where you are. Welcome to my universe.
Such a vast one it is.
All right. Whew. For the get down, go left. But Ms. VIP, we're gonna send you on over to the get down dance so that you can enjoy yourself with the dancing that's going on out there. My gosh. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Miss VIP. You can catch her this coming Wednesday. If you missed the show last night, shame on you, shame on you. You better grab those archives, because let me tell you, the archives is still steaming. That show was so hot. All right. Next up on the mic.
All right, then. All right.
Mike, we got. This is Juicy Fruit. Juicy Fruit.
Hello.
Hey, Juicy Fruit. Ladies and gentlemen, you have Let's Talk Poetry Corner's own, Nicole Brookins, affectionately known as Juicy Fruit. Welcome to the Get Down.
Thank you. You gotta put that R, Nicole R. Brookins. You gotta put that in there.
I gotta put that. Hold on. Let me. Hold on, J. Rob. Let me rewind. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Nicole R. Brookins to the Get Down.
Yeah. Well, hello, gentlemen. Hello.
Put some respect. Oh, my name, when you say
right. When you spit it, make sure you do it. That's right.
Put the R in it and put the respect on my name.
All right. You know, gotta do it right. And y'all got me coming after all these wonderful people. I'm telling you.
You know why?
Van wrote my stuff,
though.
Do
you know why we got you coming after all of these wonderful people? Do you know why?
Tell me. Why?
You know why?
Why?
Because you're wonderful yourself.
Damn.
Can I add to that?
Absolutely
you can,
bro.
Whatever you want.
Mr. Talk
like that, girl.
Here we go. Let me just throw out the paper.
Correct me if... I did nothing. But correct me if I'm wrong. Are you SG Rowe?
Yes, sir.
Well, the reason that you have to go right now is because before you was another SG Rowe.
My sister.
Yeah, I figured. You know, what better way to be on the Get Down than to have two of the Divine Nine's finest spitting some poetry on the Get Down. So, yeah.
That's right. Pretty Poodle's taking over.
Listen, when y'all get together, I want to know if y'all can step.
You know what? See, what happened was...
I ain't trying to hear that.
That was years ago, and the way my back set up and my balance, I don't think I could do that no more.
You can do it.
Girl, all you got to do is a slow stroll. It's all
That's
good.
All it will be.
That's all it is. a slow stroll. Hey, but dig it. I'm blessed to have the other SG Rose since Van took the first. So, Nicole, R.
Yes.
Brooklyn. Congratulations
right.
on your book.
Thank you.
So with that being said,
yes.
Let's hear what you got to say poetically to this. What is your proudest poetic moment in poetic form? Please step to the microphone and get on there.
Okay, so I didn't know what all y'all were going to be talking about, but I said, you know what? I got to make it to the mic. So here's a little something for you. It's untitled. But here you go. You posed the question, where have I been? And my answer is that I've been right here waiting for you. I can't say that I've been patient because that would be a lie. I winded up wasting senseless time entertaining men, pretending to be the king you are. Later finding out that they were not even close to your caliber or of a totally different hierarchy. Never piquing my interest as you have with only one brief call. You sparked the end of the wick that lit fire to the excitement I had buried away in apprehension of a letdown. You widened my eyes even more to the possibilities of what is to come. Widened my smile to where my cheeks are redder and more pronounced. You keep me in anticipation of the next conversation, the next unwritten poem you will recite about me, to me. You got me thinking about who will say I love you first, or imagining waking up beside you. There's something about you that has me open already, but that's okay. I'm willing to take that chance. Baby, you got me wanting to cook that macaroni and cheese and whatever else you want when I hate even being in the kitchen. That image of the woman you want, affirming that she is me. So stop searching and stop wondering. Here I am. We crossed paths at the right time for the right reason. You're looking to be with someone who is your best friend, and I the same. We were destined to come together to have each other's backs and hold each other down, to cheer each other on, to rise to the top together, but standing apart from the rest. Banquet bashing bandits, that would be us, toasting to the accomplishments and living life to the fullest. Sharing each moment hand in hand while brainstorming on reaching higher heights as we grow as one. Years from now, we'll look back at the first pictures we took from our first date and laugh, amazed at how far we have come and only thinking about where there is to go. In peace.
So you're just going to come in here and just do damage and just try to be all soft-spoken about it. And she
right.
give you all that energy, and then she goes,
right.
in peace.
Like she's so innocent in here. She just dropped a whole shitload of jewels and going to talk about
in peace. I hope y'all like
right.
it.
Right.
It's a little something out. I hope that was okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the piece is actually outstanding. I like it. I like this a lot.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I was
so
hoping
much.
To grab something
thank
out of your
you.
Book, but we'll talk about that later. But still, it's a dope-ass piece. So, Van, what
you
do
know,
you
that,
say?
That,
what do you say?
So, I mean, the people like that, they're definitely going to want to get the book. That one, that was actually a recent one. That was done, like, a couple days ago. So, yeah. There you go.
Oh, Okay.
What
do I say?
You hear that, Ben? A couple of things ago.
I hear it. But here's what I have to say. Best friend, do you got a pen and a piece of paper?
Mm-hmm.
You got a pen and a piece of paper? Okay, check this out. Along with the mac and cheese, I need some red beans and rice, some Jamaican-style cabbage, some fried chicken, wings, thighs, you know. For dessert, I'd like either pineapple upside-down cake, some carrot cake, or, you know, yellow cake with milk chocolate icing. But drink, you said you got me in the kitchen cooking mac and cheese and whatever else you want. I heard that. J-Rob, did you hear that? I know I heard it.
That's what she said. That's what she said, man.
Even though you said you don't like being in the kitchen. Go ahead, Jay.
And whatever else you want, I'll provide it for you.
So the last two items that I will need is some potato salad and some sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And boom. And we set.
Okay. So also, you can't have all of that without having some good old sweet tea. But I'm just saying.
My baby, I said for whatever I said whatever you want to get me to drink is fine with me. And she said magic words, sweet tea. Whew. Yes, God.
Girl.
Thank you.
Leave him alone with sweet tea. You don't know what you're asking for. Leave that man alone.
And let me just put this out there. Because I'm be traveling soon. So I'm going to be in Colombia. Yes, sir. So just, you know.
All I'm saying is you know how to find me. That's all I'm saying.
I might have to bring a plate on the plane.
Baby, I got a whole kitchen. What you talking about?
J-Rob, he trying to have food for the week. Okay.
You know it.
A plate.
You didn't say you was going to be in the Bronx, baby, but I respect where that man coming from.
Absolutely, my brother.
That's only a hop, skip, and a jump away, although y'all got some toes and stuff, I'm saying. But, you know.
That's true, Jay. Now,
I'm just saying.
Super. Let everybody know where you are every Tuesday. Let them know.
Well, actually, I haven't been there much.
What?
It's been a lot of other stuff going on. Things been changed up. And then you know what? Also, I was focused on trying to get that book out, and then I was like, okay, now I gotta try to get some other stuff in order. But you can always contact me. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, that's okay. It's okay. I cut you off. I apologize, but this is what you do. In the event page, J-Rob, please tag her to the event page. Please make sure you put your links to your book in the event page so everyone can get out there and start supporting you and getting this book. Because I'm going to need my autograph. I'm just saying.
Oh, definitely. You got it.
Excellent.
Yeah, what he said.
So, yeah, but you can always get in contact with me, Nicole or Brookins, on Facebook.
Event page, baby.
But it's going to be on there. But sometimes people, they hear, you know. And they're like, okay,
She got a good point.
Yeah.
Go on.
Clemson Poodle at Instagram, you know. Mm-hmm. You got a YouTube page, you know, so you want to subscribe to that. You know, all that good stuff. But I definitely appreciate both of your time. You know, thank you for giving me this platform. And as always, it's lovely hearing the both of you. Because y'all are just, like, top-notch, okay? So if anybody says different, what you say?
Isn't Van a dope poet?
band as well as Mr. J. Rob, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for letting him know. Thank you for letting him
you
know.
You both hold the torch very high, so I appreciate both of you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate Aww. You. Without question.
Yes, y'all inspire me. When I grow up, I want to be like y'all.
Oh,
so you know I got that baby.
Don't grow to be like me, girl. You're gonna be overweight with a 200 credit score and no friends.
Silly. But I'm gonna get off so that
all right.
No, some other people
dance.
Can come
oh.
on and do their thing.
One love, one
but
mic.
Yeah.
Ladies
one
gentlemen.
Love, one mic.
Clemson Poodle on her way to the Get Down dance floor. Clemson Poodle on Instagram. Nicole R. Brooklyn.
Clemson Poodle 97.
Go ahead, say it again. Clemson Poodle.
Clemson Poodle 97.
All right.
Yeah.
And Nicole R. Brooklyn's on Facebook. Make sure you hit her up. Get the book, y'all. Get the book. One love, one mic. Take your socks off.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Man, you see how she come up in here laying out these credentials? She don't know, but I'm going to give it
that's
a whole
your
menu. I'm going to give it a whole menu.
That's,
what? Don't tell me nothing.
That's
like,
your
give
friend.
Me the menu.
She just came in here with like, ta-da. Ta-da.
Absolutely. But look, brother, next up on the mic, man, we got our good brother Jay Walk in the building. What's good with you, fam?
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
Hey, biscuits and tea.
Biscuits and tea, crumpets and all that type thing.
Absolutely. Make sure you keep the pinky finger way up while you're sipping. It's necessary.
Splendid, gents. Hey.
I must say, indeed. Indeed, sir. Indeed, and good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
You know, man. I find myself cutting up with you, brothers, man. You know, every time I get a chance to speak to you, brothers, man, it's all love, man. And
absolutely,
hey, you know, in 2022, man, that's hard to find,
bruh. That's why they say real recognizes real and steel sharpens steel. So
yes, sir.
You got them,
exactly.
Cherish them and keep them.
Keep them.
Exactly. And especially among men, man. You know, as men, you know, they have this this preconceived notion, man, that a brother loving another brother, man, is gay, if you're a punk. But, man, that's far from it, you know, especially the intent. The intent is love. The intent is, man, you are my brother. You know what I mean?
Yes,
so that's our love.
Yes, sir.
To tell another dude that you love him as your brother is a lot. Because a lot of cats ain't used to it. But when you're comfortable with who you are, you ain't got no problem being like, yo, Jay Walk, please trust and understand, bro. I love you, man. And ain't nothing intimate about that. That's genuine love from one brother to another.
You cut, you bleeding. You cut, you bleeding, brother. I'm cut, I'm bleeding. You feel me?
You know, that's the same, man. You know, I respect you, brothers, enough to, you know, when I walk in the room, I salute. You know what I mean? That's what it is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And we give it right back.
Definitely.
Hey, man,
we give it right back.
That's what we do.
It's mutual love, bro. You get the salute, and then you get a pound and a hug. And
yes,
it's all mutual respect from that point forward.
Indeed.
Yes, sir, man, because we gonna toast tonight to these words. You gonna dig what I'm saying?
You better believe it.
We gonna toast to these words, right? And when we sip, man, we gonna have that pinky finger up when we do it.
Yes, sir.
Trust and believe.
Absolutely.
Trust and
Absolutely.
Believe.
Absolutely.
Come on now.
What we got going on tonight?
Man, listen, bro. Tonight, we talking about your proudest poetic moment, bro, in poetic form. So me and J-Rap gonna get out the way, and we gonna let you have the mic and let you get on down.
I will accept that, and I will own it. My proudest poetic moment. You know, it's honestly, that's a loaded question because it's ongoing. My proudest moment is every time I'm done with a poem and I say complete. And this is one of the last ones that I completed. It's called Paper Airplane. For every song I sing, you are the melody. For you are every high note that races across the atmosphere in falsetto. A dream catcher, capturing in desire to make me better. Shot my shot in your DMs just to see. From stranger to lots of talks and texts and future calls to be. Through talk and text, trying to see if we could get from point A to B. My XYZ across the board, the alphabet, your love language calls me to be. Writing you letters daily just to never mail them. They sit in a shoebox under a loose board just below the bedroom floor covered by a rug. Loving you blind, trying to find my way through the wilderness. A love written in Braille as my heart feels its way across your universe. I want to love in breath, inhaling your pheromones, then I exhale. Taste of honey grazes my lips. When your name rolls across my tongue, from its sweet name I speak. Sitting stuck in a daze, in this daze of love, this crazy craze of love, longing for days of me loving you, finally crosses the threshold of love that separates me and you. Through the open window, I feel the wind gust. I roll back the rug and I open up the board and grab the shoebox just below the bedroom floor. And I take each letter out one by one, folding them, each one giving them wings. Then I launch. The love for you I wrote about daily are now soaring across the window as they sit on the side of my bed, as I sit on the side of my bed waiting, hoping that they make it, praying that all my letters get to you. I'll spend the rest of my days lost in a craze for you as I'm sending these paper airplanes to the moon. That's my piece.
My brother. Why, son?
I dig this piece because of what it says and how you put this together. Because this piece, if you're saying this to a lady, you're pretty much telling her, I need you to really understand who you're talking to. And as you go into this piece more and more, it gets deeper and deeper. And they're like, okay. So by the time you finish, she's like, damn, I had no idea that he was this heavy. It's like, yeah. You need to understand exactly how deep the rabbit hole goes. Don't play with me. I dig this piece.
Appreciate it.
Hey, man, it's one of them pieces, man, where the universe has to take a step back and be like, look at you. Look what you done did. Look what you done spoke. Tapping a young lady on the shoulder, but hey, if you don't say yes, we will. The universe. Bro, this was an amazing write, man. I really enjoyed this piece, bro. As J-Rob said, man, you, as the piece went on, it got deeper and deeper. And that's one thing that I can appreciate about you and your pen, bro, is you never disappoint. You come through, man, and you just slay it every time. So I salute you, King. Dope Ink, bro. Dope Ink.
Man, I accept that. I accept that. This piece, man, came about, man, and I sat back and I was thinking about, honestly, in real talk, man, just thinking about my life and just, just life itself. And even though you're sitting in a room with me, I'm still, Anita Baker, man, she was caught up in the rapture of you.
Yeah.
And I'm still,
I still get
after almost 10 years of marriage, I'm still, I still fall in love with your essence. I still, find myself, this is
that's
real?
Nice.
You say
she
yes?
Picked, she picked
you know?
Me.
You
He's
know,
like, damn, she picked me.
Yeah,
out of all the men in the world, you said yes to me, and that right there, man, in itself, man, I pen, and this poem actually came from a movie that we were actually watching, man. I don't know if you guys ever had a chance to watch it, and if you do, it's on Netflix. It's called The Jazz Man's Blues, and J. Rob, we're connected. I know you're gonna love this movie just because.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? And we were actually watching it. And even though I was watching this movie, and it's actually a Tyler Perry movie. It's not funny. It's
yeah, I was
going to
say
serious.
It's a Tyler Perry movie.
I would say, honestly, this is probably, out of everything Tyler Perry's done, this is probably my best film by him. This was so serious. It was so deep to the point to, man, I was sitting there writing a piece to a lady that was sitting right next to me.
Okay, bro. I'm going to have to check it out. I heard a lot of buzz about it.
Dig this.
Yes, sir.
Jay Walk, I'm going to drop
yes,
something in the event page specifically for you and Van. There's a movie y'all got to check out. Because it was brought to my attention some time back because one of my Eastern Star sisters said, this reminds me of you. And I was like, I don't get it. But when I pieced it, I was like, because all three of us are writing, that's why this movie's going to get y'all. I'm going to drop it in your event page. You'll see what I'm talking about. And the music. Music, oh sweet baby Jesus! The music is incredible.
Okay. I'm a man. Hey, you know I'm down, man. Just hit me up with it, man. I mean, I look at you brothers like Shaolin monks, man. You know, we fighting that good fight. You know what I mean? We just it's a different frequency, man. You know, it's just a the language is different. The love is different. The words are different. The atmosphere, just the chemistry, the vibe is just different, man. And, it just puts you in the mind of one of them, them 60s, 70s kung fu flicks, man, where it's just honor in this. And, man, it's an honor to be aligned with you guys, man. It's my honor to call you guys my brother.
Oh, man, that's humbling.
Well,
man.
Like I told you some time ago, bro, please excuse me for cutting you. I'm sorry. But, bro, like I told you some time back when I told you I'm checking up on you. You know, you kind of stuck with me, man. So this energy that you're getting from me and Van, this is us on a regular basis. So
yes,
you're a part of that. And this is what we do.
Hey, I will say this. I will definitely say this. It's a good place to be stuck.
My man.
That part right there.
My man. Now before I send you over to the Get Down dance floor, let me say this. Allow me to demonstrate a special skill called shadow boxing.
Wow. Wow. I'm so mad.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My man.
It was funny. I told somebody at work just yesterday, it was funny as hell because I said, hey, man, you disrespected me, my family, and the Black Monk Temple. You understand what I'm saying?
So, yes,
hey, I definitely felt that, man, from a deeper place.
Yes, sir. Listen, J-Rod, he almost had me in here going, Najee Ramba, Najee Ramba.
Lord have mercy.
Hey, man, y'all clowning. We do this every week, man. This is how we end every week, man. So,
every week.
You know, it, my apologies.
Vin always starting.
Hey, my apologies to the people that's in line waiting, man. But we do this. This is just what we do. And I do apologize because I know y'all got people wanting to step up. Hey, what's my exit music? What am I stepping out to?
You know what, man? If his exit music got to be Hit Me Off by New Edition.
Oh man, that's
now, hey man, you know it's got to be It's got to be something that I can, because you brothers, man, we cut from the same cloth. It's got to be something that I can George Jefferson walk and groove. You know how George Jefferson was getting down with Florence? I got to be able to George Jefferson in there.
Hit Me Off is that song then.
That's why, man.
That's it.
Now, picture
it.
I'm about to walk in there like George Jefferson. I'm about to get down.
There you go.
My man. Ladies and gentlemen,
hey,
on
man,
his way
love.
To the Get Down Dance,
one mic.
One love, one mic. Our good brother, Jay Walk. Man. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening in online, you have approximately a minute and 15 seconds. If you desire to call in, otherwise you won't hear the rest of the show. 319-527-6300. Press 1 when you get here if you desire to be a part of the show. Otherwise, dial in quick. You have less than a minute or you'll be cut off. But we're going to keep the party moving. Next up on the mic, J-Rob, we got our good brother, Brother O. What's good with you, Brother O?
What's good, Brother O?
Hey, guys, doing?
Doing good, brother. How you feeling?
Tonight's a good night, man.
It's a good show, yeah.
Oh, thank you, brother.
Hey,
we appreciate you, man.
What makes it a good show is you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
My man. Brother O, check this out, man.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, Van and I are asking, what is your proudest poetic moment in poetic form? We want you to get down on that. But before you do, we're going to get out the way because we don't want no mess on the microphone and on the stage. So we're going to get out the way and let you do what you do and get on down.
My proudest poetic moment is my unique ability to speak my truth without apologies or regrets. Now, this poem is called Brother O, the Real Life OG. According to the dictionary, the definition of an OG is an original gangster. OG is a slang term which is ironically used to describe a brother who rose through the ranks of the gang leadership structure by establishing his reputation on the streets. OG can also be used to describe people who are the complete polar opposite of the typical gangster, or praise someone who is authentic in an admirably old school classic way. My dear brothers and sisters, ironically, the initials on my first and last name are OG. No, I'm not an original gangster like the title of the movie that was filmed in East Chicago and Gary, Indiana, 26 years ago, starring Fred the Hammer Williamson, Jim Brown, Ron O'Neill, and Pam Grier. I wasn't raised in the streets. Please don't call me old dog for minister society. This is not a motion picture depicting a trigger-happy brother. I'm not the Teflon Don from the Gambino crime family, the leader of the original disciples of the Viceroys, the leaders of the Crips who became a best-selling author in prison. Yeah, I'm one tough and resilient brother who has overcome many obstacles and challenges in my life, become a four-time national spoken word winning poet. Instead of referring to me as an original gangster, I prefer to being called an original gentleman who has old-school morals, love, old-school values, and a wealth of knowledge and life experience to share with the generations of young men who will eventually take my place. I don't need street credibility to earn respect. My kid is a true example of how I carry myself in integrity both on social media and in person. When I walk into a room, I automatically command respect without saying a word. People usually address me as brother, oh, Mr. Gavin, or sir. I'm proud to be a brother who was brought up in old school, a brother who knows right from wrong, a brother who lives his life according to biblical principles, a brother who believes in treating people as unique human beings, a brother who tries to set a positive example for others follow daily, and a brother who tries to be honest and transparent daily. My dear brothers and sisters, I'm one of the most authentic brothers that you ever know, one of those brothers who always stays true to himself. One of those brothers who is not afraid to tell you the truth to your face, whether or not you either love me or you strongly hate me. And I'm one of those brothers who has earned the respect as a real black man. That's at peace.
Yo. Hello. I love your proudest poetic moment, bro. And his piece is... That piece is something else, bro. You are a phenomenal poet, man.
Oh, thank you.
You never you always come through. Either you're educating, you're uplifting, you know, and you don't shy away from any type of poetry. And that's what
right.
I dig and I respect about you. And your situation where you are right now, and the fact that you're able to still do it. Because you love it, gives me the strength
yeah.
to keep on going. So thank you, bro. Why, son?
Thank you, brother. Man, I appreciate that. Wait,
brother,
Paul,
I respect your piece, brother, because, like Vance said, you have a tendency of educating, either directly or indirectly. You drop jewels, and you give somebody something to think about with your piece. I'm a fan of yours for that reason, because
right.
I tend to dive into that realm on a regular basis, and I appreciate hearing it can't swim in those same waters. So to that, I really enjoyed your piece, and salute to you for it, big bro.
You're welcome. I appreciate you guys for having this platform.
Yes, sir.
Indeed, indeed.
Indeed.
Brother O. We're going to get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, brother. Hey, man, you continue doing what you've been called to do. And I'm just glad that I'm still for it.
Right. And I'm
very much
forever, will be forever immortalized through my latest, my debut CD project that I put out last week here at the hospital. I worked on this project over the summer. It's called Brother O, The Chronicles of a Living Miracle. I got it on Spotify, and if you guys
hey,
got
man,
Spotify.
Hey, man, post that in the event page. Post it in the event page so we
I'll post
get
it.
We want everybody to get it.
Yeah.
Yes,
I'll post it in the event page. Yeah.
My man, y'all make sure y'all get out there and Spotify, support Brother O, and download his stuff,
yes,
man.
Yes, please.
Absolutely. I can't wait to get my downloads, you know, download them and then play them on air. Y'all stay tuned for that. That's going to happen. All right, Brother
thank
O. One love, one
right,
mic, my
thank
brother.
All right, thank you, guys. One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Brother O coming through, doing his thing. Let me go ahead and say this real quick. If you're still hearing the sound of my voice, congratulations. You made it into the overtime hour. But we're going to keep this party going, because next up on the mic is another brother I salute, because he's a kingpin, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Double A. Anthony Arnold is in the building. What's good, my brother?
How you brothers doing this evening?
Tonight great, is a man. Fantastic night, brother.
Absolutely. How you doing, man?
Well, just chilling. Actually, listening to the rain outside. Southern California got a little bit of rain tonight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, who said it never rains in Southern California?
Southern California.
Who said that? Somebody need to hit them brothers up and let them know, hey, it's raining in Southern California right now.
Yeah, man, stop it. It never rains in Southern California.
Right.
You got to understand them brothers was partaking of the wacky weed during those years.
My man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, man, it is so good to hear your voice, man. It is so good to have you here. Hey, man. Why, son, is it your turn or my turn?
Actually, it's your turn, sir.
All right, it's my turn. Double A.
Yes, sir.
Because we know how you get down. Tonight we're asking poetically, what is your proudest poetic moment? So we're going to get out the way and grant you the mic so you can go ahead and get on down, my brother.
All right. The piece I'm going to do was a piece I wrote after I won the Freedom Poet of the Year in 2015. And it was part of an anthology that was done called I Want My Poetry Too. So here's that piece. I want my poetry to inform, to let people know we are not sheep to be led to the slaughterhouse. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. That in spite of the world being against us, that in spite of our own being against us, despite everything being against us, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I want my poetry to rage, to let the world know we will not fade into the darkness, that we are and always will be a force not to be taken lightly. I want my poetry to mourn with those who have lost loved ones, with those whose hearts are broken, no matter the color of the skin. I want my poetry to rejoice, to celebrate the joys of life, to love one another, to realize the dream. I want my poetry to. That's that piece.
Yeah.
Wow.
Go ahead, Wyson.
Now, I'm listening to the brother, and when he said he was listening to the rain, this piece is just apropos for wherever somebody is, that there's some rain around. One, because the cadence is quite calming, as is the rain. Two, the message says it all as he went through this piece. And it's so welcoming, and the piece is so inviting. I really dug how he took this in. Salute, sir. I like this. He got to start posting some of these pieces in the event page. This brother's bad.
And I'll make sure I put this one in.
My man. Van Meadows, what say you, sir?
Hey, man, I say this. There's a reason why he's called Kingpin. King Cadence and Gina Storm's Juke Joint. Rest in peace, King's Cadence.
Oh,
he came in and he got that moniker. He gave himself that moniker. And rightfully so, it is well fitting of a true kingpin. Because when we think about kingpin, we think about Wilson Fisk, Daredevil's enemy, Daredevil's villain that he has to fight. You know, and Kingpin is, he's so powerful. It's just so vile, so villainous, and so powerful. And when you hear a piece like this, Kingpin, when you hear a piece like this, and we see what else you post, hey, man, you were definitely a Kingpin with that pen. And this piece is amazing, bro. You're amazing. So, I salute you, man. Always. Always.
I appreciate it, brother.
Go ahead, brother.
When I wrote this, I was kind of in my feelings when I wrote it, because it was funny about I went from 2015 from winning the Freedom Portrait Poet of the Year to the next year, not even placing.
Mm. Wow. Wow.
So I have my own thoughts about that, but I won't air those out.
Understood. But we're going to tell you that you're always a winner in our book, sir. Always.
Well, I'm a,
no matter
I'm
what.
A fan. I don't care how you place. I'm a fan. So when I hear your work, when
that
I read
part.
Your work, I'm reading from a fan's point of view. So they don't have to place you, bro. There's a couple of brothers on this show that appreciate your pen, your talent, and what you bring to the poetry community wholeheartedly. So
absolutely.
If you didn't place, that's on them.
That's on them. Yep.
As a fan of your work, I continue to say thank you and continue doing what you do for the art of poetry and for the poetry community, bro.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it. I mean, I've never written for awards. I've never written for accolades. I've always written to inform, to let people know some things that they may or may not have known.
Yes, sir.
Like I told somebody one day, because they asked me, why do you write like you do? I said, my job is not to totally inform you. My job is to get that spark going that you may want to say, well, I didn't know about that. Maybe I should go back and look at something else. Or maybe I should go and research that a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yep.
My job is to light the fire. It's up to you to fan the flames.
My man.
There you go. Keep it lit.
My man. All right, brother. And on that, we're going to get you on over to the dance floor. You ready? You ready this week, bro? You ready this week?
Yeah,
bro?
I got my tennis shoes on this week.
My man. My
All
man.
Right.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, watch out. Kingpin is coming to the Get Down dance floor so he can wear it out. One love, one night, my brother.
This is you. I.
One love, one mic, brother.
One love, one mic, brother.
That's new. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, Anthony Arnold. And, man, we're going to keep this party going. Keep this party going. Next up on the mic, bro, guess what we got on the mic next? Guess what we got next?
Talk to me.
We got us a Wolf Hour's own divine demon in the building.
Oh.
What's good, bro? What's good, bro?
What's going on, fellas?
Oh, man.
What's
going on, brother?
How y'all been?
Pretty good,
hey,
man. How you been?
I can't complain, man. I've just been laying low, you know, taking time and dealing with the daily rigors of life. But, you know, as I said,
yeah.
God is good. I don't have no
God
fight.
Is definitely good, bro. Let me help y'all understand about the demon, right? Let me help y'all. When he say he been laying low and God been good, man bought a house. Next thing you know, he out on a beach somewhere. I'm just trying to figure out what kind of vacation time you got, what kind of freaking time miles you got. I mean, bro, what my man say? Hey, what my man say? Right, what my man say? Jay, what my man say in New Jack City? Yo, man, how can I be down?
Just saying.
That was my favorite.
I'm just like,
absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
And then he telling you, like, I wonder how them other people are doing.
Yeah, I wonder how they living.
They're like, what other people, baby? He's like, hey, when they ask you how you doing, say better than them.
Right.
Now, you know what? You know, I can't do it because both you and Van taught me to be humble, so I can't never go that route.
My man. Absolutely.
That's what's
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
Hey.
Why, son?
But,
you
but,
up, bro.
But, yes, sir. But Divine Demon, my good brother, my very good brother. Because there's a conversation you need to have after this show sometime. We'll talk about that in a second. But tonight's poetry. My man, tonight, Van and I would love to know, along with the listening audience, what is your proudest poetic moment in poetic form? So would you mind taking the reins of the microphone, answer that question, and get on down?
All right. Well, my proudest poetic moment would be my first book. It's a combination, but I didn't write a piece on that because I heard about the topic today. So I called in about 8:48 and I heard the topic. I was like, well, I'm just going to go ahead and something was in my mind because I've been gone so long. So actually, I didn't write on the topic, but I definitely wrote something that I thought was fitting. But yeah, my proudest moment was my first book, and it was a book of poetry. So that was the highest achievement of my life. Other than, you know, raising my daughter and, you know, I graduated from college and blah, blah, blah. But that was up there. So that will always be one of the best and brightest moments of my life.
Okay. And please take your piece, brother, and step to the mic. Go ahead and get on down.
All right. Let's see if I can do this. It's been a long time. It's been a minute since I gripped her neck. I didn't squeeze the life out of her, but she injected life molecules into me, into my psyche and my being. I sensed a feeling of energy that was more organic, almost orgasmic, cooler than cosmic, but hotter than sun rays. I mean heat rays, because she raised my temperature. I was an outside looking in, but I was still into her. I was so deep that I tripped over the platelets of her DNA. I could see in her amazingness like I was a CNA. It's been a long time since my lips had the pleasure of absorbing her treasure. It was my pleasure to measure wetness as my circumference circumvented. She was a queen, know what I mean? As she said, "Circum for this." Her beauty was limitless. Her bond was like a litmus test. Left me like a listless pest who needed a rest. Been a minute since I inhaled of her essence, since I usurped of her presence. She came in a usury. I loved how she was using me, made me forget how I used to be. See, I was an old school cool, but she wasn't new to me. Each and every time I allowed her to do me, because it was her duty to do it and soothe me to love her. It's been a long time since our hips swayed in motion. I was deep to her ocean, the waves to her ocean, like synchronized steps. We were deeper than the depths of the Black Sea. We didn't lose as we made moves, sashaying across the room like Siamese twins.
She loves to bring me up when I was down. I never lost what we found. It's been a long time since I got down. In peace, divine demon. It's been a long time.
Bruh.
It damn sure has.
Bruh. It definitely has. Without question. Bro. Hey, man. Rakim is like one of my top five MCs, bro. He's in my top five. And for you to come with that little mix behind you with this piece, yeah, it's been a long time. Dopeness, my brother. Dopeness. Welcome back, man. Welcome back. Why, so,
yeah, real talk. I'm going to get out of the way real talk, but when I was in Cancun, I was celebrating my birthday, and I thought about J-Rob. No, straight up, though. Real talk. This is a true story. I'm not putting on for nothing, but I was on the beach, and I was, like, in a really, really good moment. I was like, I thought about you, J-Rob. I was like, I wish I smoked cigars, because I would have one right now, because it was the right time.
Amen. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
On.
I can feel that. I can feel that.
And the crazy thing is, they step up there. These little cats walk up and down the beach and sell them, but I'm like, I can't get one because I don't know what I'm doing, and I want to choke and drown.
Yeah, we can't have that, man. We can't have that.
Nah. Well, so what you think about my brother's piece, man?
Listen, how do I put it? Spinal procedures. Nobody couldn't wait to see this. Nobody's been this long awaited since Jesus, who wouldn't believe this. I heard the word on the street is Divine Demon still one of the deepest on the mic since Adidas. Bruh, welcome back.
Hey, yo, man. No, he didn't. Yo, Divine Demon, you hear him spitting in your cadence, though, bro?
I heard that.
I'm just saying it.
I don't know if he tried to, but he actually used one of the lines in the song. So, yeah, Jay Rob is the man.
My man, that's what I'm talking about, bro. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I call
hey,
you
man. Listen. Yeah, man. Hey, man, welcome back, man. It's good to have you back. The dance floor, yo, let me tell you what they did out on the dance floor right now. They done made a Soul Train dance line, bro. And they said, you've been gone so long that you got to come through there. You got the groove. I mean, really get down out there, bro. Hey, man, listen, don't disappoint, bro. Don't disappoint. They got this high expectation. You got us, bro? You got us?
Yeah, I got bad news. I'm a wobble out there.
Hey,
man. Hey, wobble is good.
Wobble is good. All right, my brother. Good to have you back, man. Get on over to the dance floor.
Welcome
hang
back,
out with
King.
The rest of the crew. One love, one mic.
Hey, y'all stay cool.
You too, bro.
My
yo,
man.
Yo, that's Divine Demon coming through, slaying the mic. Whew, my brother, man. Next
I'm going
up
to tell him,
Mike,
hey, you gotta keep it like they do in Chicago. Stay safe, but be dangerous.
Absolutely. Yo, next
who do we
up
have
on
next,
the mic.
Man?
Hey, man, we got my good brother, Ed Burks, me Caribbean brother, coming through. Good with you, King.
Yeah. Yeah, man, everything good, my brothers. How everything out there?
Oh, man, everything good out here, man. I'm glad to hear you, bro. Man.
Yeah, man, cool that.
Everything over here is good now. It's
yes,
welcome sir. To welcome to see you. Everything is IRA right now that we got you here on the mic with us.
Yeah, man.
Hey, brother, see, my man.
That last brother, though, man. All the people damn good, man, but that last brother, man, that was fire.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Indeed.
He bring
that,
the
brother.
Noise and he bring the funk.
He does.
Yeah, man, I give respect to him, too. You see me now? And big respect
yes,
to that
sir.
Brother.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
King.
Indeed. Divine
King
Demon
Chango,
is a very
y'all.
Good dude.
You don't, oh, that's who's on the mic right now. Ed Burks, a.k.a. King Chango.
Yeah, man. Chango.
Yo. let me tell you something. From one brother to another, listen, you post a picture there of somebody. I'd love to find out who they be.
because it's something that was just so beautiful upon them. So I was like, listen, where am I getting these pictures?
Lord
of mercy. Jesus.
Man, I say, Lord of mercy every time I see one man. Let me tell you.
Lord have mercy. Lord. And not none of them. None of them so little person them. None.
No, man.
All kidness
no,
here.
No, man. We're like I'm fat in the Caribbean, man. Trust me, man. Like I'm fat in the Caribbean. Right, Africa,
yes,
all over the place, man. Big woman coming back, making a comeback.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Bring all
yeah,
the thickness, no.
Bring
all the thickness,
yes.
No. Keep that there.
All
yeah.
the thickness.
Yeah, man. That's why we did that, right? We want to get some love to the big gals, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if you cold
yes,
night,
sir.
If it's raining, oh, snow, whatever, man, a big gal like a blood clot heater, saying, snuggle up.
Come on now.
A skinny gal, yep. you'll freeze the dove trying to snuggle with a skinny gal in the cold. Big gal wrap that big old leg around you.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
Big gal wrap that big leg around you. Shit. Jesus
yes.
Christ, man. Yeah, man.
And tell you, no, you're not going nowhere.
You're going nowhere.
Yeah,
what,
man,
you're hungry?
That, man.
You're hungry? Wait a minute. I go get fix you something to eat.
Yeah, man. Gals in Caribbean, you know, they big up on red beans and rice, man, and plantains, a team like that of Guam,
hey.
You know, making them strong.
I got
it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man.
We can do some ackee and sod fish later, but right now you're going to lay here and enjoy all the fruit of the sickness here.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, when we come from an ackee and saltfish, man, see, that's a breakfast out there. Ackee, saltfish, and plantains, man. That's what it is. Man,
yes,
you know?
Sir.
Coconut water. See?
Coconut water. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes,
I got a little piece that I wrote, and it's a love piece, man. I've been doing a lot of conscious things trying to show, man, but we wanted to do something for the little lady them out there, man. See?
Hey, man.
And so I'm going to read this piece now and get out the way.
Go ahead,
yeah,
bro.
Man. Cool. All right. Here we go, sir. You're dark, fresh, deaf, and ever so lovely. Yeah, man. You're delicious as mama's sweet potato pie. You're beautiful as a warm beach in a Grenada. Mellow as a spiritual ganja high. You're soft and ever, oh, so, so tender. Jah knows we love and desire you so. Give me truth, me blessed salvation. You're a queen who possess and thy immortal soul. This poem here is more than pretty words, me love. Even more than a beautiful romantic vibe. This poem here is akin to a bloodstone love song, a beautiful song called Natural High. Take to the sky on a natural high, loving you more till the day I die. Take to the sky on a natural high, loving you. Yeah, man, you send out that kind of natural high, me love. A beautiful, spiritual, blessed journey. A love sprinkled with incense, prayer, and meditation. A love sanctioned by our Lord's sweet ecstasy. Your world intelligence is sexy to I and I, man. Seen, conscious books that you read. The easy way words roll off your tongue. The pure definition for intellectual ecstasy. You're dark, so fresh, so deaf, so beautiful. Your mouth tastes mango, Caribbean sweet. Me smile when other brothers admire you. Me smile knowing all that belongs to me. Take to the sky on a natural high, loving you more till the day I die. Take to the sky on a natural high, loving you. Amen. In peace. Big respect.
Big respect, brother.
Big respect, me brother. Respect. Indeed. Go ahead, wise son.
I love this piece. More than anything else is the fact that not a lot of people know that song and can relate to where that is, because that is a slow, that's a slow jam. That's your favorite slow jam, favorite slow jam.
That, yeah, man. I thought about that too.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I thought about that, but you know what? I figured that, man, that song is timeless, and if people want to know what that song's about, it's called Natural High by a group called Bloodstone. Come out to like 72.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Man, you know, me no singer, but me wanted to put the emotion into that. Same.
And you did that.
Absolutely. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Man. Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
Big and respect. You did that.
Thank you. Yeah, man. Respect. Thank you.
I love it. Van Meadows.
You know, I appreciate you coming through and doing a love piece. Because as you said, you wanted to put the passion into it. And when you got to the singing part, man, you slowed down your cadence and you really, really dug into it. You said, no, you're not a singer, but you sung that from your heart.
Yeah,
and
man.
Whenever you sing from your heart, it comes out beautifully, just like this piece. So respect me, brother. Respect.
Yeah, man. And let me say something from the guest of the year. Is that that song actually reminded me of somebody when I was a little youth in a Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got family in a Jamaica. I mean, they played that song, and she, me and her danced to that song. And so when hear that song, we think about her. So this poem is basically going back 50 years, close to it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, you never forget your first laugh. You know what I'm saying?
No, you don't.
Your first kiss. You stay with you for the rest of your life. You know
yes, sir.
And so that was that song, this poem, this song about her. So I hope she's listening, and, you know, we'll see. But, yeah, man, big respect to everyone for having me on the show. Man, I appreciate it.
We appreciate you, my brother. Now,
yes,
get on over
with
love
to you,
man, stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show, man. One love, one mic.
Yes, sir. One love, one mic, brethren. Look them over here.
Yes, sir. Big up, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our brother, Caribbean brother, me Caribbean brother, Ed Burks, doing his thing. Whew, wise son, man. He was the last poet, man. Wow.
No, I was having so much fun.
Right. He was the last poet.
Wait. Vin, looking at the time, I don't normally ask this. Maybe once a year. I never asked this for the Libra season, but I never asked this. And looking at the time and considering that brother was the last person on, I got a favor to ask. I got a question and I got a favor.
What's up, bro?
Since we're talking about the type of pieces that we have,
mm-hmm.
by any chance, do you have another piece you could drop on the listening audience for 1 second? Give them that red 2-for-1 night type of poetry thing. Can you give another hit, Van? Before we end the show, can you give them another hit?
Another hit?
Because I know you got something in the chamber, Van. I know you got something in the chamber, Van. Can you give them another hit,
you
brother?
You know what? I do got another one. I wrote it for the Honey Dripper Room. It's not erotic, because this was the night that they did Love, and I never read it yet. So, yeah, I got a fresh piece. I got a fresh piece.
Well, then, bruh, man, since we still have some listeners, brother, go on ahead and get on down.
All right, bro. New Face of Love. Whenever, wherever, whatever you need, baby, I got you. Because I never knew my dreams would ever come true. I finally found a love that's real. And each time we kiss, it seals the deal. That when our lips touch, our souls reunite with the love and passion, that's never too much. But baby, it's just right. So with all my might, I say, whenever, wherever, whatever you need, baby, I got you. As sure as the majestic skies are blue, you and I would endure for a lifetime. Our love will be the epitome of a sacred time when man and woman collide to bring unity through our ritualistic vibe. Show me the power of your presence, and I will die keeping our love alive with a persistence that reminds the universe that your wants and needs are mine to cultivate and nurture while my senses feeds on your ability to give me strength now and forever. So when I say whatever, wherever, whenever, baby, I got you, it's fortunate and true. You hold the lock to our combined happiness, and my key will unlock a passion sealed in the tightest fortress. As I prepare to ascend into your body's magnitude, where the flames that lured the moth consumed it as it got closer and closer to our love aura. I'll hold fast to your earthly love as it inspires a greater Kama Sutra, even till the cops come knocking. As they will find, all they will find is some pretty wings floating and rocking back and forth as she has everything she wants and needs, because this fire we make, as we lay by the lake, by the ocean, we succeed in becoming a new face of love. The new face of love. I love you. I love you. Poem.
Okay. Damn. Damn. Wasn't expecting that. Damn. Wasn't expecting that. And dare I say, damn. That right there. Okay. Well, damn, man. Okay, talking Thanks about trying brother. To be romantical. I'm like, okay.
King Chango. King Chango, shout out to him for doing that and forcing that out of a brother. And you for wanting me to do another piece. But, brother, what you got? You got another piece that you can say on the folks? You got another piece?
I'm kind of embarrassed to do another piece. I'm like, what the hell? But, yeah, I got some. This is one of them rare nights that I can give a two for one.
Okay, go ahead and get on down.
Hey. Baby, give me a few minutes of you. Just to be close to you. Pressed up next to you. Kissing and licking those parts of you. Doing the things that you like me to do to you, for the groove in you, while softly whispering to you that I love being somewhere deep inside of you, that silky side of you, that deepest parts of you that speak in this coded love language that's all about you. With you asking me, what am I going to do with you? Because I just want to be more about you. While touching, licking, kissing, and sucking softly every part of you, while doing extravagant oral elongated tongue pirouettes in your mouth with other orifice like this, while whispering softly French manuscripts with some sexy slurping sounds of deeply devouring delights that are coming only from you. Only to look forward to the next sexy naughty rendezvous. Starring only you. But I need a favor. Next time, keep your heels on. I love it when you wear pumps. Poem.
Oh, I wasn't ready. I'm too young for this. I can't hear stuff like this. I can't hear
this. Why are we talking to him?
Keep your pumps on. Oh my God! You know what? I'm gonna have to open up this mic because someone just said something, and Arthur Larry Maddox, can you please tell this brother about his piece?
That piece was nasty. That was very nasty, J-Rob. That's why, son.
Thank you, sir.
I applaud your nastiness, sir. I wasn't expecting that from J. Rod's wife, son, though. I expected that from Poet the Pervert. But,
you see what he did? Poet the Pervert. I came with a nice little love piece, man.
Yeah, I know. I didn't expect it from either of you. Your piece was dope, man. That was very dope. That was very dope. I'm not saying J-Rob's piece wasn't dope. It was dope, but it was nasty. He was a nasty dude in that piece.
Yeah, he's nasty. He's nasty.
There was nothing. I mentioned nothing nasty. I didn't even curse. I just put a series of words together to give you a vision. And if nasty thoughts came about, then I did my
the
job.
Vision was nasty.
It's nasty. It's so nasty.
Was very nasty. Nasty vision.
He put nasty words together like letter man. Yep. Mm-hmm. I said it. Yep. I sure did.
Yep. People are taking their socks off somewhere.
Absolutely. They're taking more than their socks off, I assure you.
Or that's all they got on.
That part. Ladies and gentlemen, the voice that you hear on the mic right now is none other than Epiphany's own CEO and the CEO of Raw Links, one Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, who affectionately hosts the Soul Cafe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what's good? What's good, bro? Yeah. What's good?
Hey, man. I'm just listening to the show, man. I'm at work. I'm in the broom closet right now, hiding out. And I'm just, you know, feeling the vibe, man. I didn't hear so many different layers of poetry, consciousness, erotica, love, nastiness. Hey, I didn't know what to do up in this joint. I didn't even pick one out.
J-Rob
I just wanted
was,
to come in and say hello.
Yeah, J-Rob was a nasty. J-Rob was a nasty one. Yep, nasty one.
Yeah. I agree.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's good.
From Anthony Arnold down to, you know. Hey, man. So I'm just enjoying the vibe, though, seriously, on a Thursday night. It makes it, you know, y'all show makes it feel like a Friday.
It does, man. I feel that. I feel that. Why, son, how you feel about that? You feel that, man, Friday night vibe?
Yeah, man. That's what the show is, man. It's the Friday night vibe. So we put some things together, and we're hoping that more people feel the way you feel, Mr. CEO.
Indeed.
Hey, so, you know, what can I say, man? Y'all just doing their thing, and the poets that called in, they did their thing, man. You know, I got to hear Miss Trilly laugh. She always laughing and stuff. I heard Sensual. I heard a sexy diva voice in this VIP. I heard Nikki with the menu for food and all that stuff on the airplane and everything. You know,
right.
Anthony Arnold was, you know, giving it to the people. Brother O was shouting out to the people. You know, I heard a lot of voices up in here. I didn't expect to really come on here, but y'all, you know, the inspiration. I heard my little brother, the light-skinned brother from Wolf Hours, you know. Hey, man, like I said, I didn't expect to come in here. I just wanted to say hello to everybody, and you know what I'm saying? Hey, because y'all got to feel it good up in this joint.
Thank you, good brother. We appreciate you, bro.
We appreciate you. Fly, eagle, fly.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, man, it's because of you, man.
Without you, you
provide the platform and the space for us, man. So, you know, we appreciate you and we salute you.
Hey, look, man, the Most High provides it all for all of us, bro. That's all I got to say about that.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, you want to do a piece tonight, bro?
I don't know. All my pieces are very long. My pieces are like 14 minutes long. How much time you got?
14 minutes.
You were funny. You were funny, bro. That's why I picked you as the CEO. That's why I picked you as the station manager, man. You learned a lot. That was funny.
Sir.
That was real funny, bro. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look, man.
I'm gonna try to
one of your pieces, man. Get on down, man. Get on down.
I'm gonna just pick one randomly. Oh, okay. This one, I haven't done this in a million years. Yeah. I have to do my ghetto voice on this. Yeah. Okay. All right, y'all do a piece. This piece is titled Ain't No Faking. I think that's the title of it. All right, whenever y'all ready.
The mic is yours.
Well, thank you, my brethren. Ain't no faking in these streets. See, these streets is for real. And if these streets don't kill your black ass, then the government will. Without a doubt, let me point this out, that these streets will kill you for opening up your mouth. Rapping and snitching in these streets, see, lose lips, sink ships, and we'll get you stitches 6 feet under these streets. We'll leave you resting in peace. Three piece and a suit, tailor made just right for you in a funeral. So many we lose, so many lost due to ditches, due to snitching. Well, nigga, you better tell if you or find your ass in a cell in a private-owned prison. No bail, no visit, no commissary, so fuck those phone calls home to your children. And I see you handled your business. You got caught selling that shit, now you're marked as a felon, sitting in a cell in a tasting real hell. Looking back and realizing that these streets are for real. And you just got fucked up. Now you're up in the system. The streets took your freedom. Rights, read them and weep on them. Don't sleep on them. These streets are for real. Ooh. Ain't no faking in these streets. These streets is for real. If these streets don't kill your black ass, then the government will. Going to work, you gotta walk these streets to make that bread, to make ends meet. Cross some streets, cause some corners be crowded where the hustlers meet. And divide and sell that white they providing while they smoking that green. Self-employed, it seems. Souls of the lost, minds being destroyed all around me. My brothers marked as felons, fiends, their rights to vote, provoke. No unemployment, so this shit they selling to make a living before they're. Been there, both sides, was a provider, sold it. I was a user, I smoked it, got hooked on it, addicted, abused it. I couldn't escape it, that was then. Today I have no use for it, no taste for it. The Most High touched me and I've been delivered from it. 12 years, 5 months, 3,485 days, 24 hours, 60 seconds, tick, tick, tick. I've been free, but to the world I'm no different. Just because I walk these streets illegally, black. Labeled as a thug, stop just because. They follow me around the store when I shop just because I'm black. And it didn't start today. It's been a good while because I fit that profile. On file, see, I'm black. Just black. Hands raised high, shot for being black. Black, black, and I'm proud. Fist balls up, raised high to the sky, black. Black, I'm proud. Black, and I'm proud. Black, black, enough to realize that the first tribe. Black enough to realize the first tribe. We don't go nowhere. We just bounce back black, you see. God has a hand clap that'll slap you with your tender at sea. I'm at my apex. This is where I go apex. They say that the sky is the limit. The streets are limitless. If you're black in these streets, then you know there is a limit. You pay taxes. You pay a toll to walk these streets. It's a business. The government ain't giving you shit unless they make a significant profit. They still receive residual checks from the enslaved or the stolen Africans, like blood diamonds from blood on hands that once picked cotton. They be street. Don't forget that this country was formed by thieves. They be street, inner city disguised as suburbs until they whip you with those pins, those logistics, rhetoric, nouns and verbs they use to form words to keep your shit legally. You feel me? They be streets. Ain't no faking in these streets. See, these streets is for real. If these streets don't kill your black ass, then the government will. Don't go wandering those streets in them suburbs away from your peace. I heard they sell a melanin, crystal meth, and most of them are Republican. Dedicated to all the young men who never got a chance to put time in dead to the streets due to police brutality and their legalized killings. They say we worthless. But get this. We wind up dead on a slab in some goddamn lab with some white motherfucker removing the body parts from your black ass. They say we worth more dead, so they kill us. They kill me, killing me. The motherfuckers making a profit off of me more than it took to bury me.
Mama, cremate me. Leave me with some dignity if it's possible in these streets. See, there ain't no fake in these streets. These streets is for real. If these streets don't kill you, black ass, the government will. Somewhere out there was a murder and an innocent bystander was pistol whipped, and you stopped me. I'm black. I'm accused. You accused me with it. Out there is a profile. I'm black, so I fit it. And you accuse me of that shit. I grow weary. Letting go is no longer scary, hear me? I see the hate in the statistic eyes from those who brought our people here, but now fear me. I grow weary. Letting go no longer scary. The benefit is rest from all the mess, poverty, racism, and ignorance. The soul of a Nubian race cries as they die. What a sight to see through their royal eyes. Snatched from the land they were born and brought to Africa, brought from Africa to America, where they perish out of control by controlled decadence, enslavement, imprisonment, while the indigenous sit on some goddamn reservation. Private owned prisons they have turned into a business. Our sons are branded felons stripped from the rights to vote and shit. Silent is the crackle of that whip. Invisible the one that they are whipping us with. Names exchanged for numbers. You're lucky if you get to dip your shit. Get to dip your shit in that ink to make them fingerprints. Jailhouse. If you reach that destination while still conscious, most are judged and convicted on the sidewalk and given that death sentence. Pronounced and left in the streets, blood splattered on the concrete. Dead are those who raised their hands. Unarmed cameras proved it. Private-owned prisons. Most of us fill them, even if you're innocent. I'm stagmented by that stagmented stench from them pigs and them pointed bulletproof blankets. Fucking racist. Uncle Tom's crossing lines, turning Republican, painted over their black with bought for white skin. It's all good until them old boys and them pointed hoods, those unpigmented, devoiders of melanin rejects from heaven, descendants of Satan, find no more use for you as their entertainment. Tiger Woods, O.J. Simpson. See, Tiger called himself Comblasian. Well, he was just another nigga with fucked up vision. Just another coon with a silver spoon who would soon fade back to black. Property seized due to back taxes. Your bought for whiteness expires, huh? Fade back to black. On the other side of the fence where they found the grass to be green, huh? Fuck a afro. Blinds with blue eyes were their thing. They could care less about some black man's dream, fade to black. After all of that, I still can't get a day off from work to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King. America gave me nightmares because I had no dream. Taxed my paycheck so I can't afford those things. Nightmares clipped my wings, but in my dreams I soar. You gave me nightmares because I dream, a dreamer of things. You give me nightmares, nightmarish things. Removed me from my heritage. We kings and queens, you took that and gave us whips and chains. But still I rise, and I still have a dream. No more rope. But they still keep lynching our people, though. You can't stop this. Stop thinking. I told you before, we be black and pigmented. Every shit on this planet we invented, and you can't stand it. Satan, because we dream. We dream. When the white washes off with that nightmare attached, they always come back and they fade right back to black. And that's that piece.
Yo.
Wow.
Wow. First of all, let me say, Chief Longwind, you weren't joking about 14.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't joking.
Yeah. It was.
But,
it was longer. I cut it off.
You cut it off? Oh man, yeah.
This
was this is a dynamic piece, bro. I love the banter back and forth within the piece. It's like you got two personalities in the piece, and you sound them out with your cadence, and you just keep going, and it's just fun to hear. But I understand the seriousness of the piece as well, and this was a great piece, bro. Absolutely, Wise Son.
like Van said, I dig the back and forth because it's like you're having a really in-depth conversation with yourself as a poet. And the poet is talking to the other part of you. It's like, well, can you just listen? It's like, why am I trying to listen when there's no more rope? Why am I trying to listen when we're being murdered? Why am I trying to listen when my people's been persecuted? This is an outstanding piece for me, bro. So thank you so very much for this. I just love it back and forth.
Absolutely. Hey, man, before we send you over to the dance floor so you can, you know, dance before you come out the broom closet. Hey, man, the people want to know Monday after next, will the Soul Cafe like to make an appearance? That will be the 10th. No, not the 10th, the 17th, I believe. Yeah, 17th.
Ooh, the 17th?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah,
it seems as though, yeah, the Soul Cafe will. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, it seems as though the Soul Cafe will make a return on that day. That seems like a date that's available. That's our Libra season. I look forward to celebrating your birthday with you, my brother. Mine is 3 days after. We're going to do that. Looking forward to it, man. Looking forward to it. I need some call-ins. I need some people that's listening to call in so that we can have a good time, man, and have some fun creating some pieces, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to see how good y'all can write on the spot. Writing.
On the spot.
I expect a lot. And if you come in there with a piece that makes me want to hang myself, I'm going to tell you. Okay, so don't come in there being all, you know what I mean? I'm just saying. I ain't playing. Y'all know me by now. I ain't trying to hurt nobody's feelings, but I'm just saying, don't come in there with no pieces. It's going to make me want to hang myself. Baby.
All right, bro, get on that dance floor. One love, one mic. Thank you for coming through. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is CEO Arthur Larry Maddox. 1 minute, J-Rob. 1 minute, go.
Thank you, everybody.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Love you, bro. Love you, the caller. No show without you. Glad you were here. Thank you for coming through. Join us tomorrow night for Renaissance Poetry. Saturday night, but let's talk about it, where we do date night differently. And we're going to be talking about kiss, y'all. How important is that kiss? So, we'll see y'all tomorrow night. One love, one mic.
Bye,
remember
y'all.
To take your socks off. Baby.
Peace.